Go Tanner. Tanner, intro the show. Beepy. Well, the phone's ringing. Tanner.
No, I don't do this. This is your part.
It's your show.
We're not
Tanner,
ready
you got this.
Tanner, you got this.
I don't want to do it.
Make it happen, Cam.
No.
What's the problem?
I just don't want to do it. It's not my thing.
It's your thing.
No, it's not my
thing. Do what you want to do.
No. I mean, you don't, and just don't do shit.
I can't tell you.
You'd be like,
who to sock it to?
I need like practice for this.
No, Zach did it great the first time. He tried.
So did Johnny.
So.
Just say something like,
say something like Waka Waka or Bucka Bucka.
I don't know. Like, thank you for tuning in to Tanner Thursdays. I'm your host, Tanner. I
thought he was doing a lift there for a second.
Hi, I'm Tanner.
Thanks for tuning in to Tanner Thursday.
There's the opener. No, I've been recording. We're just gonna go from there. Hey, everybody. Hi.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Why not?
We're gonna use that whole thing as the intro.
That whole thing is the intro.
That's so long.
That's what she said.
Oh.
I don't think she's. Never mind.
She didn't say it to me. I mean, let's be honest.
Oh man. Well, this show's starting off great.
I'm sure it'll keep the same consistency throughout.
I just like the Lisp Tanner thing is probably the best part of that intro.
That could be a new segment, Lisp Tanner, a new character.
I'm gonna start answering all the questions like this,
like Dusty Rhodes.
Oh, God,
you got a bicycle?
Hey, speaking of questions,
we haven't even introduced the show yet. Hey, yeah. Hey, Bucka Bucka, it's Shannon Podzilla 1985. You know who I am. If you've been listening for all 170,000 episodes we've done this week, and you don't know who I am, then
welcome to the show.
Welcome
new
to the
listener.
Show, new listeners. Support us on Patreon and buy the t-shirt.
We don't have a t-shirt.
We're still working on
that. We don't have a t-shirt.
I know it's in the
works.
We need
to talk to Steven Sawyer. He can make his t-shirt.
He can't even make a club work.
Did you just pause it?
No.
No, it's still live.
Okay. It's still live.
That just went dead.
I'm so sorry, Steven.
I just heard a bad click. Yeah, that's rough.
That was a bad joke. I apologize for that joke.
That was overly mean.
Hey, Tanner's here for once.
Hi,
Tanner.
How you doing?
Are you Enzo Amore?
No, not at all.
It's Dusty Calvert.
Dusty, oh, God.
That sounds like a great stripper name. From the Lone Star State, Dusty Calvert.
Is this Pennsylvania?
Just imagine me coming out like Chris Farley.
I do.
Oh, no.
I imagine you came in like a wrecking ball. Tanner, how are you doing tonight?
Pretty good.
You brought some shine with you.
I did. Which I haven't got to partake of yet.
Would you like to drink some moonshine on the air?
Yes.
Go grab it. Tanner's
going to
go grab some moonshine. Jesse's also going to drink moonshine. Hey, guys. We are 3 minutes into the show, I think. Yeah, 3 minutes. Welcome to Podzilla 1985. It's Tanner Thursday. Lindsey Wolfgang is here. Jesse Kimball is here. Tanner is here. He's grabbing some moonshine. Dalton's here somewhere. Steven, Krista, returning from New Orleans. Ace is in the background. I think CJ's making an unrelated phone call.
Oh, my God. Has
Why
anybody heard from
moonshine?
Him?
Louis taking up a couple seats outside.
Couple? He lost weight?
Oh! God damn!
Just because he's not here, we make fun of him harder now.
Well, we just really want to. We talked about this on the last show.
Tanner, I don't know if I can.
I'm
she's
not
definitely not
going to
drink it.
I don't drink anything.
This is a first time ever on the show. We're going to drink moonshine.
Why is there moonshine?
No, don't pour me too much moonshine.
Have you ever heard Tanner
Calvert
talk?
That's absolutely moonshine. Fine. I've never had. It smells edible.
It was probably made in a bathtub.
Store
bought.
Do I just hammer this down or what?
So it was made in a store's bathtub.
Oh Jesus Christ! It's cough syrup. Oh.
Also on the table.
How much have you had? Because you grabbed two cups.
Tanner, I think you have a problem.
I do have three jars of this at home. So.
All right, so that it literally tastes like NyQuil. What is the appeal?
Honestly, I do believe that we just
drunk.
You feel that burning feeling?
I am now feeling the burning feeling.
Yeah, that's
why I'm not drinking any.
Suddenly, I'm attracted to mules again.
You know, I've had moonshine before, like the stuff that, you know, it wasn't made in a bathtub, Lindsay. we made it in a giant chili pot. Which is better. Anyway.
But what's weird is you made the chili in the bathtub.
Still haven't gotten
that's
that
the part
out.
That confuses chili. Me.
Bathtub chili. That'd be a lot of chili. That's so much chili.
Well, you could just invite Louie over.
God damn.
I think other people might want some.
Hey, are we ready for these questions yet?
Yeah, I got one.
Hold on, we gotta keep burning on Louis here.
We'll get to it later.
Lindsay, you haven't burned on Louis yet.
Eh.
That's because she actually liked him.
What?
No!
She's on her laptop. Desktop. No.
Tablet.
Tablet.
Tabletop. No. Tablet.
You'll get it.
I got words.
Man, that moonshine hit him hard,
man. He don't need to do that again.
I don't need to do that again.
Put that over here with us.
I was straight edge tonight. You fucked that up.
I have a new car. I can't drink and drive. I'll be here.
Did you hear that one, Rooster Boy?
I think he's trying to not introduce that peanut gallery problem we've had before.
I appreciate that.
I also appreciate that.
Boy, that moonshine is. I feel like I need to drink the drink down.
What?
You heard me. We got some questions for Tanner. Not many though, because I didn't post it, and I just shared the one you guys posted.
Yeah.
All right.
I do have one question. That I got shared on Podzilla's.
Go for it.
Okay, it's from Mr. Hunter Hendricks.
What did Hunter what did AA say?
He says, let's see here. Oh god, he would say Office Space, Super Troopers, and Scott Pilgrim versus the World as his movies is who he picked. But his question is, if you're given the chance to make a movie, what genre is it?
Horror.
What's its title?
Horror.
And what is it about? Horse. Bonus points for casting and directing choices.
You might want to tell people that his list is what the topic is tonight.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
Yet. Cult classic.
I mean, the title will be on the page. People know what they're getting into.
No one. Yeah, I don't just like put episode number 6 and you just have to listen and find out what we're talking about.
You might if you got bored.
I get bored often. I haven't done it yet.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to answer that question after you guys do.
There was lot to that question.
Okay.
Basically...
First question.
All right, here, fuck it. I'll fucking answer the fucking thing.
Okay.
What genre? Horror.
Okay.
You knew that.
All right. Because
that's the best genre.
What would be the title of it?
The title of the film would be, should I pick one that I've actually been writing?
Yeah, because you've been doing this.
I had one called, I don't really have a name for it. The tentative title was called In Sheep's Clothing.
Oh, okay. I know which one this is.
Yeah.
This would be a good one.
Oh, yeah, you told me about this.
It's a werewolf story. Yeah. Yeah. What's the other questions?
What's it about?
It is about a mentally ill college girl who blames a man that she believes is a monster for the death of her loved ones, kidnaps him, and tortures him until the next full moon, where she will wait for him to turn into a werewolf and then kill him. It's kind of like Hard Candy meets American Werewolf in London.
Okay. And for bonus points, casting and directing choices.
I actually did have a cast.
Is too long of a question.
Willem Dafoe. Bonus points. Willem Dafoe.
We're going to talk about him in a little bit.
He was going to be in it. He was going to be one of the main characters. Charles S. Dutton was going to be in it. The Rock.
Oh.
Remember Rock?
Yeah.
Yeah. And director would be me. No, I wrote it. What's a horror movie I like? I don't know. I don't know director.
John Carpenter.
I think Steven Spielberg. He's the non-union Mexican equivalent of Steven Spielberg.
Yeah. Sounds like a class A guy. Donald Trump hates him.
What about you, Tanner? What's your movie?
I'm not that creative. Of course it'd be a horror genre.
Of course. That's the only genre that matters.
I have an animated one I was working on in college.
But just to come up with a title of a movie and an idea of what it would be, I'm not that creative.
I'm a muse. That's what I do.
I can do, when it comes to stuff like that, I'm good with the makeup, set design, stuff like that. That's what I'm great at.
So you should just join on my project.
Yeah,
and
probably.
We'll
create some.
What about you, Jesse?
I don't know. Mine would probably be,
let me guess. Fast and the Furious, Cape Girardeau, starring your new car.
God damn it. My car's not even that fast or furious. It's an SUV.
But you tear those soccer moms apart.
That's true. It's true. Oh. To hell with them soccer moms and their minivans.
Hot bitches.
No. If I was going to do one, it would probably be some sort of science fiction.
Like the story of the story of a plucky young My Little Pony fan that a mad scientist kidnaps and turns into an actual contributing member of society who doesn't hate gays or Muslims.
He's a real boy.
No, actually, there was a story that I was kind of thinking about a long time ago that it was actually in a dream. And you ever have, those dreams that are near, perception-altering? Like, they feel so real and lifelike that you wake up and you actually kind of feel like it actually happened?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Although I usually dream about naked Lindsay.
Uh-huh.
Good save.
So, So I was thinking, like, basically it would be a story where those dreams actually are alternate timelines that you were briefly living in.
You know, I actually had a similar idea. It was about a guy who, when he goes to sleep, he wakes up in another world. And when he goes to sleep there, he wakes up in the old world, and he can't figure out which one's real and which one's the fake.
Yeah, that was actually one of the...
Did you Inception me?
Maybe a little. No, I don't know.
Because I tried to use Contra Inception.
But that was kind of the idea. Like, that was going to be the overall plot. Like, he's, you know, the main character has figured out that he's living these alternate lines, and then, you know, he starts being unable to figure out which one is actually real.
Right.
Because it becomes, you know, an every time he falls asleep thing. So if he ever falls asleep in one of the dreams,
he wakes up somewhere else.
Right.
Kind of sounds like Sliders, but more terrifying because you don't have control over it.
Exactly.
Do you remember Sliders, the show?
Yeah. I like Sliders.
Anybody else remember Sliders, the TV show?
You remember how many times...
Even you, hipster boy?
Huh? You remember how many times they actually went to, like, their actual home, and then, like, there was one slight thing different?
Yeah, that was just god-awful.
Like, yeah. I remember the one that pissed me off the most. Everything looks exactly the same, but he goes to his house, and that familiar squeak on the gate isn't there. It's like, well, not this one, and they leave, and it turns out his wife or girlfriend or whatever fixed the gate where it doesn't squeak anymore. And it was the correct timeline.
Even worse than that was Quantum Leap.
Uh-huh.
Because that show made me cry all the time.
Man.
I actually never watched Quantum Leap.
Oh, I love really? Quantum Leap.
Of all shows you've not watched, Quantum Leap is one of them.
Right?
Tanner, pour me some more moonshine.
No, I'm not doing that.
You can't go wrong with
I'll tell you when I've had enough.
Tanner, you should pour more moonshine.
Do not pour me more moonshine. I'm three sheets to the wind
Krista.
Already.
Come have some of this moonshine with us. Krista, say hi to the listeners.
Krista, formerly from Nerd Up and Penta Nerd, back from New Orleans, sitting behind us playing Destiny. Hi, Krista.
Awesome.
Hi.
It's 7 out of 10.
Are you saying Krista's a 7 out of 10?
You son of a bitch.
No, Destiny.
Oh, I can't believe they're still playing that 7 out of 10.
Fucking goddamn it, Louie. God damn it.
Why do we always talk more about the people we don't like on the show than the people we do like?
Because this is a place for us to vent.
I believe Steven would like some moonshine, please.
He came over, please.
He came over with a cup. Can I have some more?
Just give him the whole sippy cup. Just let him suck it out of there.
Hey, Steve, will you grab a paper towel? Tanner made a little spill.
Goddamn drunks.
Yeah, well, there's a ring of it over here, too. Oh,
wow. Tanner made a lot of spills.
Goddamn drunks. All right, Lindsay, you got a movie you want to make? Because I can think of a couple movies we made.
Excuse me?
We talked about making, like, the animated films.
As far as my own creations, I was working on a modern take of the 12 Dancing Princesses fairy tale. I guess it would fall under fantasy mystery, I guess.
Yeah.
Fantasy. But basically, rather than being princesses that are vanishing and coming back tired after having supposedly slept all night, it's a dance troupe that all their female members, when coming to practice, are just, like, dead tired, and the owner is getting fed up, wants to know why, and basically offers to the rest of the troupe, whoever finds out where these girls are going and what's causing their exhaustion, they'll get the lead role in the next production. So it would be told from the guy's point of view.
Who's in it?
And I don't know. I haven't thought that far.
Dream casting. Like, who would you like to have?
Vern Troyer.
Who?
What?
Uh-oh.
I'm really bad with names. I can do faces, Mini-me. But no.
No.
That's who Vern Troyer is.
Okay.
He's actually a...
okay.
She's not denying that's who fucking Vern Troyer is.
I just wanted to make sure that she knew that we hadn't moved on to a different topic.
I understood that.
Let's move on to a new question, though.
Sorry, Lindsay.
I know I'm not smart.
Tanner, what were Hunter's picks again?
Oh, Lindsay, you're smart.
Oh, I'm going to go back to it.
Because we are talking about cult classics tonight. Our favorite cult classic movies. If you don't know what a cult classic is, look it up.
Like, it's pretty simple. Like, any movie that has a cult following.
Any movie that didn't do well originally and has since gained a large following. Because it's important to note, because some movies started out big. Star Wars was a hit from the beginning. A Wonderful Life was not.
Although one of the
lists
I look at had Star Wars on it.
It's A Wonderful Life, wasn't it?
A Wonderful Life was a bomb originally.
Huh.
Yeah, it did terrible. It wasn't until years later that they started playing it all the time.
That was for a long time a very unfortunate Christmas tradition. Like, every Christmas Eve, my mom wanted us to watch It's a Wonderful Life.
There's so much better movies to watch that time of year.
Like Gremlins.
Are.
Rare Exports.
Mm-hmm.
Rare Imports, I forget what it's
Rare
called.
Rare Exports.
Krampus looks good.
Is that going to be our Christmas movie this year?
Maybe, we'll see.
All right, his pick.
We'll see if Santa brings a Christmas
this year. Other than Star Wars, obviously.
Bless you.
Thank you.
You okay, buddy?
There yeah, I'm good now.
Right. That's always what were his picks?
He said Office Space, Super Troopers, and Scott Pilgrim vs. the World.
Scott Pilgrim vs. the World is an amazing, amazing film.
It really is.
One of the best video game movies ever. And the soundtrack is fantastic.
It's a comic book movie. Yes,
it is. It's a video game comic book movie. It's a comic book based on video game culture.
Yes.
So I think it could go either way, comic book or video game movie. Plus, they made a video game of it.
They did.
So, yeah, which
that
is
video
fantastic.
Game was fantastic. Oh, it was so good.
Music by Anamanaguchi. Anamanaguchi, right? Yeah.
And thank you, Nerdbuck, for the physical copy
of
that. Oh,
yeah. Fantastic.
It's great stuff.
Plus, Mary Elizabeth Winstead is just...
Yeah.
Okay, and Aubrey Plaza.
Mm-hmm.
Brie Larson.
Mm-hmm.
Anna Kendrick.
I love Anna Kendrick.
Anna Kendrick's in that movie?
Yeah, she's his sister.
Holy shit.
That movie's going to give me so many erections later.
Too bad you got rid of your copy.
I got another one.
Okay.
All right, let's get to some more questions, more legitimate questions.
Poor Hunter.
Do I hear Anamanaguchi behind me?
No. That was just a remix of Legend of Zelda.
Well, it was Krista, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Dirty, dirty whore.
Oh.
Michael Branham says, Clue, any Tarantino film, and Evil Dead / Army of Darkness. No questions, just awesome movies. Oh, and The Way of the Gun. Yeah, Shannon Young on the jokes. Oh, because he's a crazy right-wing gun nut. Because you can pry it from his cold, dead fingers.
I like that you didn't even think about it until like he mentioned it. Well, you brought that on yourself, Michael Branham.
Lindsay, you would agree with Clue.
I love Clue.
Clue's awesome.
I don't know about the Tarantino thing, though. I mean, Tarantino films haven't been cult classics since Destiny Turns on the Radio. And that's not even a Tarantino film, really.
I think Pulp Fiction, honestly, was probably the last Tarantino.
Yeah.
Not Kill Bill.
No, Kill Bill did well
in
theaters.
Massive success
in
theaters.
But Kill Bill's still on the list of...
See, I don't understand these lists.
The thing is, it may have success in the theater, but it may have gotten bad ratings.
Kill Bill got great ratings.
Yeah.
Did it?
Yeah, Kill Bill was just all around the
list
success.
You're looking at.
It was on
and same thing with, like, Django
Unchained.
Don't
say Unchained, Wikipedia.
What Wikipedia?
The Inglourious Bastards.
Yeah.
Like, all those Tarantino films just did great, so it's... Outside of Reservoir Dogs and Pulp Fiction, like I think those are really the only two Tarantino movies you could consider.
Because Reservoir Dogs was his original,
original
hit, but it wasn't a hit because it was an indie film, and then Pulp Fiction really launched him into the stratosphere, and ever since then, the dude's been cash, gold, money.
Right.
I'd like to add, I just recently got my wife to watch Pulp Fiction. She watched it, she goes, this movie made no sense.
Oh, it's such a good movie.
It is.
I had
Krista watch it, actually. She didn't see it until about a year and a half ago, and she liked it so much. Like, she actually changed whenever I sent her a text message, it was English motherfucker. Do you speak it? She had to change it
because every time you texted her in class, at the store, hi
in front of her mom,
hi little kid, what game are you looking for? English motherfucker, do you speak it?
Well, we don't have that game, little Billy. But
sorry, Billy. I got that. All right. Cody Sandusky, who was horribly depressed that we didn't invite him to record Pro Wrestling Unscripted today. Sorry, Cody. I'm sorry. I forgot. I have a bad memory.
Shannon does not check his phone.
I do not check my phone. Mm-hmm. Although my phone kept buzzing while we were recording, and Zach and Hunter kept telling me to turn it off, so I threw the phone across the room and said, fuck it, it's dead. It survived. Cody asked, dang, that's not a question. Michael took my first responsible Clue. Everybody loves Clue.
Because it's awesome.
I would propose Scott Pilgrim vs. the World as a cult film I like, but I know it's a love-hate film. Also, it's a terrible movie, but I love Dead Heat with Treat Williams and Joe Piscopo. Dead Heat is a fucking fantastic film.
I think I know that
never
one.
Seen
that's
seen
where
it.
That, that's where I believe Treat Williams is a cop who dies and comes back. And he, or maybe it's Joe Piscopo that died. I'm pretty sure it was Treat Williams, though. And they're trying to solve this this thing, and Vincent Price is in it. It's a horror film. It's a horror comedy. And the great thing about it is that Joe Piscopo was so fucking ripped in that movie. Joe Piscopo. Do you know who Joe Piscopo is?
I do.
Yeah. He was like the only remaining cast member from SNL once they fired everybody. Him and Eddie Murphy. They saved SNL. He's a comedian, but he was so jacked in this movie. If you've never seen Dead Heat, watch it. Great movie. Great movie, Tanner.
Do you have it?
No. I saw it on Netflix. I saw it years ago, and then I found it again on Netflix, and Bob and I argue about it because he says it's terrible. I say it's great. It is definitely a cult classic.
I'll watch it with you because I haven't seen it.
It's not on Netflix anymore. Sorry.
Well, we'll find it.
I think there's something to do with popcorn. They might have it.
It's time.
There's a little thing called Family Video.
Hey, Michael Branham's back.
Again?
Just like Donald Trump, he won't go away. And he's a Republican.
Excuse me for a minute.
Unrelated?
No.
Oh, you're a Republican.
Totally related.
So, not all of you are like Donald Trump. Some of you are like Jeb Bush. Why'd you have to say it like Jeb Bush?
Because his last name is Bush. His first name is Jeb. How else could I possibly say that name? Now, don't get me wrong. Of the Republican candidates, I think Jeb Bush is probably the best one they've got.
I like the black
Ben
one.
Ben Carson.
Yeah. The black one.
I'll be honest, I haven't.
What?
Ben Carson doesn't like the vaccines. Yes, he does.
Well, he doesn't like the who?
Pediatricians really need to cut
down number and toxicity. Oh, vaccinations.
Yeah, if he's an anti-vaxxer, then no, he's immediately an absolute moron.
Remember how earlier I said somebody was...
I will take the stance that I don't know enough about the subject to make a comment on it, and that everyone has a right to their beliefs. And then we're going to leave it at that.
Because it's not a serious show tonight.
Moving on. He had a fucking question. What is a cult movie you feel doesn't deserve the cult following? I still don't like Napoleon Dynamite. Well, fuck you, you little uppity piece of shit.
Was that directed to Michael Branham?
Yeah.
Man, you have compared him to Donald Trump, called him an uppity piece of shit, and a gun-toting Republican in a derogatory manner.
Is it derogatory if it's true? Well, if he's a gun-toting Republican, how is that derogatory? Derogatory?
That's why I said you said it in a derogatory manner.
You said Jeb Bush.
I got a point.
Again, can you say that name any other way? Try.
Jeb Bush.
That's built into your voice.
Well, it's been a lovely show. Good night, ladies and gentlemen.
Tanner's going to hurt me.
Tanner's already crushed us once today, Jesse.
He did. We tried to pick Tanner up here at the store.
But no, that was a joke to Michael, obviously. I love Michael, and I love Republicans. Yeah. I love all of God's creatures. Except for...
We won't say those names.
Good. Napoleon Dynamite's a great movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't see how you can not love Napoleon Dynamite.
It's a good movie. Like, I didn't like how often people would... The quotes were really, really annoying. The allusions and everything.
It's a movie
else.
About nothing too.
Yeah. It's a movie about a really awkward kid that's finding friends.
Yeah, and it's got the little Mexican who shaves his head.
Was it you or Bob that was in the theater and the girl in front of you guys didn't know what a unicorn was?
It was me because you were there.
No, I wasn't. You showed me Napoleon Dynamite when it was on DVD.
Really?
Yeah.
I could have sworn you were there because I thought you got upset.
I got upset when you told me the story.
Oh, yeah, there were girls in front of us that didn't know what unicorns were.
What a dummy.
Now, those are the worst kind of people, and they should be euthanized. But is there a cult classic movie that you don't agree with? I don't agree with some of the ones that are on the list because I don't think they're cult classics, like The Terminator. In what world is that really considered a cult classic?
I mean, the first Terminator movie wasn't like that huge of a box office success.
No, but when I think cult classic, I think movies that absolutely did terrible. Like movies that no one gave a shit about, and then years later, they were suddenly popular. Like It's a Wonderful Life or, I don't know. Tanner, you got that list?
I have a list.
I will bring up a list as well.
I had one on AMC and the other ones were on IMDb.
Yeah, because I don't know that I can think of, because...
Oh, wait, no, I got one. Christmas Story.
Yes, yeah. I agree with that 100%.
I can't stand Christmas Story.
Hate it.
Really?
It's overplayed so much, man.
Literally overplayed.
It's USA's fault that I hate that movie, you know, because Christmas Day, it's played 24 hours.
The Iron Giant.
Aww.
Yes. Wait, it's not that great.
You can blame Cartoon Network on this one.
I can give you that because they played it a lot.
One weekend they played it 24/7 for like 3 days straight.
Let's be fair. The fact that you disliked the movie because it was overplayed does not necessarily mean it doesn't deserve its following.
It's got Vin Diesel.
I forgot about
that.
Yeah, it does have Vin Diesel.
But I mean, I like Iron Giant. I didn't have Cartoon Network as a kid.
No. It's one of those things I didn't like it when I first saw it, but going back and actually looking into it, it is a really good movie.
I think that's what happens with most cult classics.
Troll 2.
Once they actually get popular.
Troll 2. You, Tanner, you agree with me on that, right? It's a cult classic at this point, and it's so bad. It's not so bad, it's good. Me and Bob, Birdemic. Birdemic's another one. It's one that you sit down and watch because you hear it's so terrible, but it's still just terrible.
Thanksgiving.
Shout out to Katie Reed.
I fucking hate, Katie and I had a legitimate fight over that movie.
She kept wanting to show it to us, and I kept saying no.
Because, I actually did watch it, and I was like, this is so fucking awful. Like, everybody else in the room is laughing, And I'm just watching it like, I can't even enjoy how bad it is. And they kept trying to tell me, like, well, then that's the point. It's supposed to be so bad it's funny. And I'm like, no, it's just bad.
Were they all younger than you?
Yes. But I mean, I was still pretty young at the time. Like, I was like 23.
I got another one. The Brack Show.
Aww.
Not a movie. But that was the fucking dumbest, most worthless show.
Which one?
The Brack Show.
It was pretty bad.
It was the worst part of Space Ghost Coast.
It was the worst part of Adult Swim. It was just
bad. I liked Brack on Space Ghost, like, just not on his own show.
It's terrible. The Brack Show was god-awful, and it should burn to hell along with all the Jews and Democrats and baby killers.
Wow.
Nate showed up. Mac.
But yeah,
that was for Asa.
That's, for me, that's that movie that I think does not deserve its following as Thanksgiving, because it's just all around an awful movie.
Agreed. All right, so let's move on. Alex Washam. Hey, Alex.
Alex has
Big
the
Alex.
Question.
What's up, Alex?
Fucker,
who was the scariest villain in Scary Movies?
I've never watched any of the Scary Movies, so
I
can't tell you.
I think he means who is the scariest villain in a Scary Movie. In horror. Who's the scariest horror creature or a person? To me, the scariest is it's a tie between, and I'm going to talk about this movie later, American Werewolf in London, the werewolf from that, because he just scares me the way he sounds and looks. And the alien from the Alien series. Any creature that that gets eggs laid in your mouth, that goes down inside of you, comes to full, you know, term, bursts out of your chest, that's pretty fucking terrifying.
You know, honestly, for me, it follows. Right.
Oh yeah, that's scary as shit.
Because there is no solution to that.
Yeah, and it's not like aliens where you see the monsters, you don't know who it is.
Right.
Could be anybody. Although if you see a naked woman walking toward you in the supermarket,
that was kind of obvious.
That's probably it.
But you remember that part of that movie where the really tall guy just fucking
awesome. What the fuck
was
that, man?
Oh my god.
That was
shit
awesome.
Out of me.
That was
awesome.
Probably like that was the moment in that movie where I was just like, "Oh, oh, oh."
Tanner, you're going to say Jason.
No, I'm not.
Really?
Because he's not terrifying.
An unstoppable zombie with a machete?
He's
I'm stoppable. Scared.
No, I mean, like, it's one of
he's
those...
He's pausable.
No, he's stoppable.
But is he Ron stoppable?
Maybe it's Kim possible?
High five.
Right over here.
I like Rufus.
have you ever looked up an actual naked mole rat?
They're creepy as hell.
No, they aren't any kind of adorable.
They're about as adorable as Louis.
Jesus Christ!
Did you just call Louie a naked mole rat?
I don't want to think about that new topic.
Because, I mean,
move
like,
on.
Louie is real hairy. He's taking his shirt off in the store.
Oh, my God. And his pants.
And
remember?
His pants.
Yeah, he said no
because
one would notice.
Because he said no one would notice. And then, you know, the worst part about that is I couldn't tell.
No,
then I have to wonder, how many times did he come in here with no pants?
The worst part about that was I was in a good mood because Rachel was rocking around in basically underwear.
And that was his logic.
And it was pleasant. And then Louie took off his pants, and he ruined it. He
mm-hmm.
made it tawdry.
Mm-hmm. Because who wants to see Louie with no pants?
Who? Can we?
Can we please just move on?
Who's the scariest villain? Tanner
Louie with no pants.
That's not a movie.
The scariest.
That's reality.
That's why he's the scariest.
The scariest villain from a horror movie. The kid from Pet Sematary.
The first one,
yes.
The little kid.
Yeah. The baby.
The sister from Pet Sematary. When she comes into her room and her sister is all fucking bones and shit.
Pet Sematary in general was a creepy ass movie.
That is a good, that is a terrible movie though. What a sad movie. Oh.
I mean, a lot of early Stephen King
like,
stuff was
like
that. When
he injects his son with whatever, I'm crying. I'm like, cause he's like, no fair.
Yeah.
Honestly, like before the, before you became to expect it and then how some movies Hollywooded it up, like all those early Stephen King novels were just, they never had pleasant endings.
No. Well, most like, horror movies really didn't have pleasant endings.
That's true. But, like, do you remember the original ending for Cujo?
No.
God, I ain't read that book in forever. I don't remember it.
Well, I mean, in the movie, everybody lives and everybody's happily ever after. Except for, I think, like, maybe the cop doesn't get away. I think that stays the same with the book. But, like, the little kid has a seizure and dies in the car. And the mother is just staring at her son's dead body until she finally gets rescued from Cujo.
How about another Stephen King adaptation? The Mist. The original ending for The Mist versus the movie ending.
I don't remember the movie ending.
You what?
I don't remember the movie ending.
The movie ending is one of the few times Lindsay got so mad at a film she cried. Because have you ever seen The Mist,
Tanner?
I was
literally crying out of anger.
Should I tell you this?
Sure. Yeah.
All right, spoiler alert for people who haven't seen The Mist. It's a great movie.
No, it's not.
It's a great film. At the very end,
movie.
There's four survivors left, or six survivors, I think. There's a man, his son, a woman that he met at this grocery store, and two old folks. And the point of the movie is that there's these monsters outside in the mist. Nobody goes outside because these creatures are out there. So he's driving along. They're trying to get away, and the car dies. So they know they're fucked because there's giant monsters just walking around, and it's a great scene. So he pulls out his gun, and to do the humane thing, he shoots the kid first, and then he shoots the girl, then he shoots the two old people. And when he goes to shoot himself, he doesn't have enough bullets. So he's out of bullets. So he gets out of the car screaming, come get me, get me. And all of a sudden you hear the rumbling and an army truck rolls by because everything's safe now. After he just shot everybody. And Lindsay flipped
fucking
her shit.
Bullshit.
The original ending is they just kept driving into the unknown. So I don't understand the point of that story. I just wanted to bring up how mad Lindsay got. Because it was embarrassing. I was frankly embarrassed.
There was no one else around. It was you and me.
Is it really warm in here to anybody else?
Yes, it is.
Well, we are.
I'm fine.
Moonshine.
Well, I mean, but if Lindsay's warm.
I'm actually okay, too. That's the weird part.
That is weird.
That is weird. I sweat. Well, I mean, sweat
Lindsay's
when I think
in a hoodie.
About things. She's always in a fucking hoodie. Doesn't matter what the temperature is. Let's move on with the questions.
Okay.
Cody Sandducky asks, favorite bad wrestling gimmick? This ain't a wrestling show, Cody. You missed that one.
Maybe that was the joke.
Well, favorite bad wrestling gimmick? The Repo Man. Nothing else needs to be said. If you don't know who the Repo Man is, look him up. He was exactly as he fucking sounds. Stop staring at me. He was a Repo Man.
You just showed me this person 2 days ago. Of course I know who it is.
He repossessed the Macho Man's hat once because the Macho Man couldn't afford the payments on it.
How expensive is a hat if it's
yeah,
the
exactly.
payments?
Yeah, exactly.
Boogeyman.
Dalton just messaged me and said Adam Rose. Motherfucker.
Bo
Son
Dallas.
Of a bitch.
Yeah.
I hate Bo Leaves so much.
I'm saying that's not even really a gimmick. That's just... Yeah, that's pretty terrible. And then Podzilla 1985 wants to know. Wait, what?
I think somebody tried posting.
Should show you who it was.
Oh, is that?
Since you're an admin, yeah, it'll post who did.
Oh.
I mean, it had to be one of the three of us.
Yeah, yeah, it doesn't matter.
Or at the bottom, because
yeah.
I know.
Yeah, I think Hunter was the one that asked it, maybe. Yeah, I don't know. All right, so let's get into the topic. Thank you guys for the questions. We're going to talk about cult classics. Tanner, what do you want to talk about? This is your show. You said let's do cult classics. You said Lindsay wanted to do cult classics. What are we talking about?
Well, there's such a huge list of it. And like usually in the past when we've done different movie shows, I tell everybody to come up with a top 10.
Yeah.
There's so many movies to pick from in this.
And this is genre. Why I hate you.
I'm sorry. The one time I decided to go small. So I wanted everybody to pick two.
She's movies. Used to that.
Damn it. I wanted everybody to pick two cult classic movies that they really liked. And just name some points of, why they liked it. And then we probably discuss it from there.
Well, I'm looking at a list right now of some of the top cult classics.
Just do the 10.
Yeah, it's, cause some of these
huge.
Movies are, I mean, they're great, great movies and then there's terrible movies. I'm on rollingstone.com right now and
oh,
I'm on
those motherfuckers.
That's what
we never agree with these guys. I'm gonna read off their picks for the top cult classics.
I have Spinal Tap, Big Lebowski.
I'm just gonna read them off. There's 25. I'm just gonna go in order real quick. Number 25, Army of Darkness. Number 24, With Nail and I. I've never heard of that
never
one.
Never heard of it.
Advertisement. Oh, wait.
There we go with that again.
The Princess Bride.
Yay!
Yeah.
Great fucking movie.
Yeah.
No
it's a
doubt.
Really good movie. So is Evil Dead.
Repo the Genetic Opera.
Yeah,
I've not seen, but I've heard it's good.
I love it.
I've heard Paris Hilton's great in that movie.
She's great when her face falls off.
Jesus Christ, spoiler. Of The Room. Yes.
Yes.
Let's
need to watch
pause
that.
For a second.
Ah, damn
do you know what The Room is, Jesse?
Yeah.
Can you give me your best The Room impersonation?
No.
Tanner?
No.
Oh, come on.
You're breaking my heart.
No.
No.
That's not it. She tried.
I don't know the quote.
Tearing me apart, Lisa!
That's it. Okay.
You're entirely too loud. You need the face action like you're yelling it, but you're talking in a normal voice.
That... If you've never seen The Room, I've only seen clips of it. Watch
I'm not
it.
Watching that damn movie.
Oh, I want to watch it.
I'm not doing it.
Just watch the CinemaSins,
yeah.
Like the, everything wrong with The Room in like 40 minutes because it takes, it's almost the entire
that's
movie.
It's the longest video from them.
It is literally the worst thing I've ever seen in my life. And
I want to watch
it. It's so bad that it's good. It really is like Birdemic was supposed to be. It's so mind numbingly bad. It's
I
good.
Love that they put a mod in Skyrim with him in it. To become one of the horses.
I did not know that.
You're tearing him apart, Lisa.
That's awesome.
Hedwig and the Angry Inch.
Yeah.
I've heard great things, never seen it. Seen advertisement. That. That's a popular movie.
Comedies and
Clerks.
Clerks.
Oh,
yeah,
Clerks
yeah,
is
great.
So good.
Clerks. Clerks.
One, not two.
Jesse's not even supposed to be here
today.
Two's
not that bad.
Yeah, but
I like two.
Wasn't supposed to be here that day, still did his damn job. Mm-hmm. Think about it. Clerks 2 was really good.
I enjoyed the shit out of Clerks 2. Rosario Dawson dancing around.
Oh, the donkey show. Porch Monkeys taking it back.
Yeah, Clerks 2 is such a good movie. Hey, he's taking it back.
Oh.
When he makes the guy throw up because they argue about Lord of the Rings versus Star Wars. Even the fucking trees walked in that movie.
Here's the first movie.
Pillow
step,
Pants.
Step. Pillow Pants.
AKA Nate's greatest enemy.
The vagina troll.
Oh, God. The part where Jay gets naked and tucks it in.
Oh, my God.
Would you fuck me?
Fuck me. And I think my favorite one is when they spray painted like we eat pussy or something on the wall, and the girl looks at it, and Jay goes, "Oh, we totally do." That's a great movie.
That's such a good movie.
Not as good as the first one, though. The first one is better.
Yeah. I will agree it's not as good as the first one, but
they're
I still enjoyed the
revisiting.
Shit out of Clerks 2.
I agree. Blade Runner.
Yeah. Shout out to CJ.
We miss you, buddy.
Fell asleep.
CJ fell asleep on the show?
No, I fell asleep during that movie.
Oh. Yeah, I thought it was kind of boring, honestly. You know what's a better movie? Running Man, starring Arnold Schwarzenegger and Richard Dawson. Fight me IRL. CJ, I'm jacked. I stole that from Mesa.
Yeah.
I'm sure he created it. They're not paying attention.
They're not paying attention at all.
So Blade Runner, yeah, whatever. Monty Python, never mind. We're skipping.
Holy
We're
Grail.
Skipping.
Which one? Which
Holy
one?
Grail.
Okay.
How is the Holy Grail a cult movie?
Because it didn't do well in theaters and it's got a huge following.
Not in my house, it does.
No. Nothing Monty Python ever did well in theaters.
Yeah, fair enough.
Which is really, I mean, all shit that I give it aside, Monty Python's really funny. It's amazing to me that it didn't do well.
I mean,
think about it, some of the greatest comedic actors, you know, of our time, not really our time, but just of all time.
John Cleese.
John Cleese for one. I mean, Jesus Christ.
Chris Farley. I assumed you were going to say that they weren't appreciated in their time.
Yeah.
And Chris Farley, I think people look back on Chris Farley more fondly than they did when he was alive.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Fight Club.
That's a great movie.
We don't talk about Fight Club.
I love That's that quote. Rule. All right. I love that quote. I love Meatloaf in that movie.
Yeah, we're going to get back to him.
His name was Bob.
Yeah.
Bitch tits.
God damn it. God damn it.
That's what he was in the movie.
And Jared Leto.
Jared Leto was in the movie?
Yeah. He was the pretty boy that got all fucked up.
Ah.
That's why he's got the grill and
that's why he's got the grill now. Other than that, though, I thought the movie was decent at best. I don't know why it's a cult classic.
I mean, it also didn't do well in theaters, and it definitely has a massive following.
No, that's what I'm saying. I don't know why it's a cult classic, as in I don't know why it's so popular now. Oh. I thought it was a good film. It's not a great film, but whatever.
I know it was popular enough that there's now a comic book for the sequel, written by Chuck Palahniuk.
Who's that?
The author of the original
Fight
Club.
Gotcha.
I think it's a great film, personally. I really liked it.
Blues Brothers.
I like Blues Brothers.
Yeah.
Shout out to Ariel.
Does she listen?
A little every now and again.
She'll listen to this one.
You'll
make her. Okay. Blues Brothers. John Belushi, Dan Aykroyd. You can't.
It's a great movie.
So much jive in that movie.
Blues Brothers 2000, not so much.
It
wasn't terrible. It had John Goodman.
It has its moments.
Had John Goodman.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
John Goodman.
Love John Goodman.
Had like that the last scene.
With all the cars. Oh, yeah.
Well, no, not even all the cars. First. Like the last concert. B.B. King.
Oh, okay,
Jimmy Vaughn, Stevie Ray Vaughan's brother.
One of the Doobie Brothers.
Isaac,
can I borrow a feeling?
Isaac Hayes.
Rest in peace to most of those guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What about, now if I said, see if you can guess this movie by this quote, and you definitely will. Can you dig it?
With you, honestly, I can't get Booker T out of my head.
Sucker. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Come on, you know this. There was a game based on it. Rockstar put it out. It's the ultimate game. It's the Warriors.
Oh.
The movie, okay. The Warriors. Can you dig it? Warriors come out and play.
I actually have not seen Warriors.
I've never seen it either. Wow, that's a cult classic none of us have seen.
Yeah, because I know Big Johnny talks about that as his one of his favorite movies
and
of all time.
I wish Johnny could be here. Unfortunately, he was really tired tonight and he couldn't. But I would love for him to be here to talk about it. Maybe in the future. Maybe we'll do a show with him in the future in the next couple of weeks. That'll be very entertaining. Stay tuned for that one. Because we bring in the fire on that one. Anyway, next.
I've been told I have to be on that show.
Yes. You, me, Johnny, maybe Asa.
Krista's going to be in town on that one. She, from what I hear, she's going to need to be on that too.
Should we just make it a show about one specific company?
I think so.
Holy shit, dude. That'll get us in so much fucking trouble.
Yeah.
It will get us in zero trouble.
Good point. All right, moving on. Dazed and Confused. Never seen it. I only know one thing about it, and that's that Matthew McConaughey says all right. Something about high school girls.
All right.
Are you sure that's not Fast Times at Ridgemont High?
Matthew McConaughey was not in Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
That's
that was,
80s.
That
Never
was
mind.
Sean Penn and Phoebe Cates in one of the greatest scenes ever where she comes out of the pool and takes the red bikini off. And is anybody looking? Shows her breasts.
But yeah, no, I've seen Dazed and Confused. It's not bad.
I can't think of Matthew.
All right.
Thinking of Wolf of Wall Street.
Oh, yeah.
Repo Man.
Nah.
Never seen it. Great wrestler.
Never. No, wait a minute.
Never seen it.
Can't look like you can renege on that statement.
I'm reading about it, though. It says Emilio Estevez stumbles into a career with a car repossession agency after finding out that his parents gave his college tuition to a televangelist. The work gets extremely odd, extremely quick, and he eventually finds himself wrapped up in a UFO conspiracy. I kind of want to watch this movie now. Yeah. Movie night. Someone already say that?
Yeah.
She said that? Okay.
Yep.
Advertisement 3. They made a trilogy. Eraserhead. Never seen Eraserhead.
No.
I know it's a, what is it? David Lynch? Is it David Lynch? Yeah. David Lynch film. I've never watched it. I've heard it's fucked up, but.
That's all I've heard about Eraserhead is it's really fucked up.
You know what else Hulu is always, Netflix is always fucking, doesn't matter what the fuck I watch on Netflix. It could be Care Bears. It could be Polly Pocket. I have watched some weird stuff.
By that he means I watch little kid shows.
And I just watch little kids. I always get advertisements for the fucking Trailer Park Boys.
Yeah.
No matter what I watch, well, it's like, the newest if season you like Pumpkinhead, you'll like Trailer Park Boys. Why would I like that?
Pat Kennedy keeps, like, every single time I see Pat Kennedy, and he actually listens to the show, so, hey, Pat, every time that I have any sort of interaction with him, he tells me I should watch this show because it is that good.
No doubt that it's funny.
He showed me a couple of clips, and it definitely seems like something I do want to watch at some point. Like, there just always seems to be something ahead of it on the list.
Yeah, it looks funny. Like, I know it's a funny show, but I just hate that Netflix pushes it so much because it's a Netflix program.
Well, the last season is.
Yeah, they bought it or something, right?
Yeah, or they picked it up because it got canceled on regular cable.
Donnie Darko. If I hear Casper talk about Donnie Darko one more fucking time.
That's another one of those movies. It's a good movie and I enjoy it.
It is. But, it's a great film.
And something like we'll get into a little bit more specifically later, but something I was talking to about Tanner, like some of these movies, like I don't really like the cult so much. The movie is great.
You don't like the fandom?
Right.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Can agree with that because Kaz was obsessed with that movie. He based so much around it. And it's a good movie. And it makes you think. But some movies make you think so much that they're just dumb.
Every single person I know that is obsessed with Donnie Darko is a tool anytime Donnie Darko comes up.
Yeah.
Like, outside of that, they seem like perfectly normal people. But as soon as Donnie Darko gets mentioned,
Love you, cousin. I know you're listening. Phantom of Paradise? Never heard of it.
It's
a rock version of Phantom of the Opera. I've seen a rock version of Phantom of the Opera. It was called Phantom of the Opera.
Mm-hmm.
So I got a text message from Asa Gray.
God damn it.
Every living thing dies alone.
Donnie Darko's awesome, motherfucker.
No, none of us said Donnie Darko was a bad movie.
Yeah.
All of us agreed that it was a good movie. We just don't like the fandom.
We just don't like that Kaz is obsessed with it.
I'll go.
Asa forgot he wasn't on the internet.
Evil Dead.
Yeah.
Evil Dead? What, didn't we mention that one already?
Army of Darkness.
Oh, that's
Here,
true.
You want to know the truth?
Yeah.
It's not that good of a movie.
Mother?
I'm sorry. It's a good movie for a low budget. It's fantastic for the budget and everything. But if you go back and watch it now,
it did not age
well. It did not age well.
Some of the effects are terrible. The acting is awful.
It's still really gross.
It's still, the scene where they put the pencil through the ankle still makes me squirm. But compared to Evil Dead 2, Army of Darkness, and the remake, and the new show coming out on
Stars,
which
I'm
super excited about, the original's just not as good anymore.
That's true.
So, nothing else can be said about that.
Other than we still love Bruce Campbell.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
I will never not love... The only reason I watched Burn Notice was because of Bruce Campbell.
Yeah. That's the only reason I was interested in it. And Bruce Campbell did so many... If there is an actor that is the epitome of cult classic, it's Bruce Campbell.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
I mean, everything he's done between that, Evil Dead, Briscoe County Jr., was it Bubba Ho-Tup? What was the other? There was another show he was on after Hercules. I think it was like Jack of All Trades or something like that. But he is a guy that never got to be super popular, but has a huge following.
Yeah. You know? He's awesome. Like, I mean, he is the only reason Evil Dead is good, in my opinion. Same thing with Evil Dead 2 and Army of Darkness.
Well, not only that, but I mean, think of all the people that, think of everything that's ripped him off from Evil Dead. Fucking Duke Nukem. There would be no Duke Nukem without Ash from
that's
the Evil
true.
Dead.
That's very
Half
true.
The quotes are from that fucking movie.
I'd like to
that
add.
And They Live, which is another cult classic. They Live, starring Roddy Piper, rest in peace, and Keith David. Oh,
I actually never have seen that.
It's so good. I mean, do you know the story of it?
I've heard of it, yes, but I've just never seen
it. It's another thing where they just ripped it off in a lot of stuff. But, you know, Roddy Piper finds the glasses that when he puts them on, he can see that some people are actually aliens, and they're trying to take over the world. So good. You've seen it, Tanner, I assume?
Yeah, bits and pieces.
You should watch it. It's really good. Number 7, The Wall. So you had that with you there, yeah?
I love the animation in it.
I've never seen it.
It's awesome.
Never seen it.
It's you take the entire Wall album and put it to a movie. And it's literally the entire album put to a movie, and it's awesome.
It reminds me of, there's a song I heard called, it's like, All in All, You Know, The Brick in the Wall.
That's
I know. That's the joke. That's the joke. Give me some more moonshine.
No.
Why won't you give him more moonshine?
Shit, I clicked things.
He's only had a shot.
Hey,
things got clicked.
What did you click?
As long as it wasn't stop, fast forward, or any of those ones.
They're going to enlarge my penis now. Sweet.
Oh,
Harold
congratulations.
Harold and Maude.
Oh, that movie is messed up.
Never seen it.
Shout
Never
out to Haley. That's one of her favorite movies.
Do not send shout outs without approval.
I'm going to do it anyways, because I don't ever do.
I approve that message.
Have you seen Harold and Maude?
I have not.
Okay, Harold and Maude is basically, Harold is a really messed up rich boy who likes to pretend he's committing suicide and crash people's funerals. And when he is crashing one of these funerals, he meets up with an old lady who also likes to crash funerals. So then they start crashing funerals together and become really good friends, and then it gets really weird.
Don't go any further, please.
Yeah, I think we're good.
We don't want to spoil it. Hey, Clockwork Orange.
Never seen it.
You dreg.
The movie's not bad. The book, I actually couldn't read.
Because you didn't like it or because it was disturbing?
No, I mean, it's one of those books, like, and it's the point of the book. Like, the entire, like, they use a whole made-up slang.
Yeah.
And they never explain it. So basically, and that's part of the appeal to the book, I guess. You're supposed to be reading it, and then, like, by the time you get to the end of the book, you understand all of what they've said, and it kind of, like, completes the whole picture. But I couldn't get into it.
I like the movie. Michael McDowell. Malcolm. Is it Malcolm or Michael? It's Malcolm? Malcolm McDowell is...
The panel has spoken.
Awesome in that movie. Thank you, Asa. He's great in that movie. It's such a classic. It's ripped off in so many different things. Even The Simpsons, in one of the Halloween specials, Bart was dressed up like the main character from A Clockwork Orange.
Yeah.
Stanley Kubrick is a cult classic director. A lot of his films went on to be cult classics. Not Eyes Wide Shut. That movie was just weird. But Nicole Kidman got naked, so
that's
I can't.
Right, it was good.
Yeah, can't get mad at that. And Lili Sobieski was in it. And she's really hot.
Oh, yeah.
And I love her because every time I do the racist Asian voice, the first name that pops in my head is Riri Sobieski.
Ha!
Because they don't have...
Yeah, I got you.
That was actually, if you remember, I don't think she listens to the show. I think her boyfriend AJ does, but Lily from GameStop.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. I always called her Riri Bang.
Jesus Christ.
It was really funny. Racist. And then I did that in front of like her boyfriend and a few of her friends, and she came into work one day. It was like, now everybody says that. Fuck you, Jesse.
Everybody calls me Weary. It's like a free Weary.
It's just so much fun. And that's actually where it came from originally. Just like,
jump Weary.
It's like a free Weary.
God damn, I miss him.
Me too.
Every time I think about Jean-Pinette, I get just a hole in my soul.
Jean-Pinette is great.
There are some people that should just never die, and he was one of them.
Science says, oh, you can eat, but not for 4 hours.
Do you have a coupon?
So big.
Do you know how to get home?
Why do I need the extended warranty?
Well, in case it breaks.
If it's going to break, I don't want it.
Well, it's not going to break.
Then why do I need the warranty?
In case it breaks.
Pulp Fiction.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah, awesome.
It's good.
Oh, no.
It's good.
I will fucking tear your eyeballs out of their skull.
Jesus Christ.
Sorry.
I'm not that violent, intense. But I might help him.
I like the part with Jules and Vincent. The Bruce Willis stuff, I wasn't as big on.
I haven't watched it.
But the Bruce Willis stuff has Jules in it. And Marcellus Wallace.
No, Marcellus Wallace. I mean, does he look like a bitch?
He does not look like a bitch.
Well.
Oh, well, you know.
God damn it.
I mean, let's be fair. Marcellus.
I'm just saying, he did
you,
that.
You know what happens when you fuck Marcellus Wallace like a bitch?
He gets medieval on your ass. He's going to call a couple of hard pipe niggas.
Go ahead
and
say it, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I just want to throw the N word in there. Yeah.
That's fine.
I'll allow that one.
Now we can't tag Dalton in it.
I mean, Big Johnny's not here, so somebody's got to do it.
There's a couple ERs walking by the door.
Couple what?
You remember that show we did where Johnny said that, and we were talking about the difference between nigga and nigger, and he said, there's a couple of ERs walking by the door.
Oh,
it's
dear.
It's the one time he asked me to edit something off of the show, and I politely declined.
I guess I didn't listen to that part of the show. Oh, I heard about it happening, but I didn't hear that specific part. Damn, Big Johnny.
That's almost as bad as when you tore CJ's throat out.
Oh, man. I still wonder if that's part of why he hasn't been back in the store in a while.
I hope not. I do too,
because CJ is a nice guy. Like, I mean, yeah, I'm bitter still, but I think I got most of that out of my system on the show.
Tanner, he's lying to him to make him feel better.
Is it working?
Spinal Tap.
Hey.
Another one I've never 11. Watched. I've seen clips, but that's about it.
It's solid.
It's really good.
I still haven't watched it. They told me to watch it at the comedy show, and I still haven't done it.
The only reason I know this is Spinal Tap is because of The Simpsons. Because the episode where they go to the concert for Spinal Tap, and that was when I found out about Spinal Tap. So, yeah. Moving on real quick, because I know we want to get to our picks, and we're already at like 45 minutes. Big Lebowski, never seen it. Louis told me I had to watch it. You guys are looking at me
the
like I'm
dude.
An idiot.
I
know
seen
he's
clips,
the dude.
And his
but I've
rug.
Never actually watched it.
I like John Goodman in that movie. Am I the only one? Yeah,
I know. I don't. What?
Jesse doesn't know how to respond.
You. All right.
You broke Jesse.
Shannon Lee Young.
Don't say my full name!
Has never seen the Big Lebowski. Is anybody else as floored by this as I am?
This guy came into GameStop.
Steven's raising his hand.
I've never seen it.
A guy
I know
came
they
into
reference
GameStop
it in
once.
My Little Pony.
He,
it's okay.
He was
okay,
wearing a bathrobe.
I'm here with you.
He asked me if I knew what he was from, and I said, are you an escaped mental patient? And he said, I'm the dude. And I was like, oh, okay. And then I shook my head like Farnsworth. I've never eaten a pear.
I can't press. I'm like, my mind is at a block right now. I assumed everybody at some point in their life, except for whatever reason, a large portion of women have seen The Big Lebowski.
I assumed everyone had seen Ghostbusters. And then fucking Jordan Lowry came
Steve
back.
I know Steve Buscemi's in it.
To watch it. I bet I can
get
it on Blu-ray.
You're going to say Heather Graham.
No.
You're going to say Julianne Moore. She wasn't in it.
No.
What? What's the reason?
Sam Elliott.
Oh, God damn. That mustache. Oh, that mustache. Any movie with Sam Elliott.
And yes, he does have the mustache.
Of course he does.
I'm trying to think. Gosh, for some reason her name is escaping me. I forgot an actress's name.
Heather Graham?
Which actress?
The daughter or the wife.
The
in the beginning.
Tara
Reid.
Reid.
Thank you.
Jinx.
You owe me a Coke.
Shit. Tara Reid during her hot years.
Yeah.
Before the botched plastic surgeries. And we did a show about her. The second show we ever did for Podzilla.
Yeah.
No, third show.
That was a really good show.
That was the body image episode. Yeah. Boy, we were awkward as shit back then.
Mm-hmm.
God.
That was back when you guys were on one microphone too.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Recording in our apartment. Mm-hmm. Before we got this luxurious studio that the fans paid for. Moving on. Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yeah.
I still don't like that fucking movie.
That's another one.
It doesn't matter how many times someone shows it to me. I will never like the Rocky Horror Picture Show. I like it for two reasons.
I like
Susan Sarandon in her underwear and the fact that I got to see Rachel in her underwear. That's it.
I've only ever seen Rocky Horror Picture Show at the movie theater, you know, when they're doing their whole
big
thing.
So you dealt with all the yelling and, yes, and throwing and whatnot.
I was forced to have a V drawn on my head.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
you
okay.
did that?
That happened.
Yeah.
I did not want to do it. I actually tried to lie to everybody because I knew that happened. So I tried to lie to everyone and tell them, oh, yeah, I've seen it before. Totally seen it before. And it was actually Katie that took me there, and she knew I hadn't seen it before. So she told a bunch of the other people, and I finally just like, fine, fuck it.
I think Terrence told me a story that he went there, and they wanted to do it to him. He flat out refused to get the V. He just said, don't touch me. And when Terrence says it, something about him makes you not want to touch him.
Well, he probably also didn't have... Never mind.
All right, now that we've gone over the others...
I was really hoping it would rule some of mine out so I could just cross them off.
Well, what's yours?
I have too many.
Give me,
still.
Give me top... What did we say? Top two?
Two.
All right, top two. And that'll actually wrap up the show. This show flew by. We were having
you guys
fun.
Go first.
I bet I can pick one on Lindsay's list.
Probably.
That's Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Well, no,
no
I
bet you I could pick one. Last Unicorn.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is The Labyrinth on there?
Yes.
You owe us both Cokes. All right. We'll start with you, Jesse.
Huh?
What?
See, like, I don't know. When I was talking to Tanner earlier, I said Pulp Fiction and The Big Lebowski. And I do stand by both of those. But then, like, somebody mentioned Scott Pilgrim. And I started thinking about Scott Pilgrim and Kick-Ass.
Kick-Ass, really?
Yeah. Well, nobody mentioned Kick-Ass, but, like, Scott Pilgrim made me think of Kick-Ass.
Yeah, I would call the first one
The first one was definitely a cult classic. The second one was just a bad movie.
Yeah.
Like, bad ratings, bad reviews.
I've still never seen it. I've never seen that one.
I've got it on Blu-ray.
We watched Kick-Ass?
Not two.
Kick-Ass 2.
Oh,
Only part of Kick-Ass 2 that I really enjoyed was the sick stick, just because that scene was really funny. Tanner knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
He gets a weapon, basically. He
Jim Carrey was really good in that movie.
Jim Carrey was fantastic in that movie.
And what's funny about Jim Carrey in that movie is that he, after the movie
denounced
was made,
it.
Denounced it. Yeah, wouldn't advertise it, wouldn't promote it because of the gun violence.
Yep.
Fucking Jim Carrey.
So,
that's why you never want to, never mind.
Anyway, so the basically the sick stick, it's like a little like stun baton. And whenever you get zapped by it, you get sick. So you start throwing up and then,
ew.
Yeah. And it's just, she goes up to all the popular girls and zaps them and it's really funny.
Ew.
That just sounds mean.
Well, so are the popular girls.
Like Mean Girls?
Yeah, but, I mean, this is why, no, I guess. This is why she uses it. They try to tell her, she thinks she's on a date or going to a party or something and they just leave her out in the middle of the woods. So when she comes back to school, she hits him with a sick stick.
They kind of like carry her.
Yeah.
Like as in carry the Stephen King.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was telling Dalton about his nuts in my mouth, so.
No.
What?
Nothing. Mind your business. Mind your business. What
But anyway,
Jesse, what's your picks?
I'm probably going to stick with Pulp Fiction and Big Lebowski as my two favorite cult.
Tanner, as the man himself.
I'm going with
Oh god, your list.
I'm going with.
I've narrowed mine down at least.
I'm going with Rocky Horror Picture Show and Boondock Saints.
You do like that one.
And
I love the
Boondock
Saints.
Was actually the one that I was talking about earlier that I was talking about with Tanner because I love that movie. I really, really like that movie. You remember that whole Irish phase that like me, Trevor, and Kevin went through?
Yes, I do.
It was entirely inspired by Boondock Saints.
And who was in that? Norman Reedus, and I can never remember the other guy's name.
I got the list here, actually.
Obviously, Willem Dafoe.
Sean Patrick Flannery.
Sean Patrick Flannery are the...
I'd like to add Billy Connolly.
Billy Connolly, yeah.
As a dad.
Yeah.
Il Duce.
Really, yeah.
He's so great.
Lindsay?
You're really going to make me go before you?
I usually finish first.
oh, and then...
I would like to add...
Oh, what's his name? The... famous porn star.
Oh, Ron Jeremy's in it.
Ron Jeremy's in it, yeah.
Oh, my God, the joke.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we can't tell that one.
The joke is great. Funny man.
Funny man.
Tell me the joke.
No. I don't remember how it goes exactly, and I wouldn't have even knew it.
Oh, well, I got you. I can do it. You really, because it is really offensive.
I'm not doing the Ron Jeremy part.
How long? Yeah, do the joke, Jesse. Be all offensive. Right.
So the joke goes.
Get us taken off iTunes right now.
A white man, a black man, and a Mexican man find a genie, and he grants them each one wish.
Oh, I know this joke.
And the black man goes first, and he wishes that all of his people were back in Africa and happy. Then the Mexican goes next and says he wants the same.
Only in Mexico.
Yeah, you know, back in Mexico and happy. So then the white guy goes up and he asks what he wishes for. And the white man asks, so you mean to tell me, now this is, Shannon, you want to say this word for me? Because I'm not comfortable saying it.
Yeah.
So all the
niggers
and spicks are out of the country. And then you're like, yeah, like, I'll have a Coke then.
Oh my God.
that's Rocco.
Well,
that's Rocco.
One of my, I'll go first. One of my favorites, my cult classic.
Fuck ass.
American Werewolf in London apparently is a cult classic. So it's got to be on there. Cause it's one of my favorites of all times. And there's a joke in it. Can I tell that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
God, how does it go? There's a plane flying. I'm going to mess it up. So I'm just going to paraphrase. There's a plane flying and, it's too heavy. So they toss out.
Oh,
you remember this joke? Yeah, so they toss out, you know, all the seats and everything, and the plane's still too heavy. So, he says a frog in the movie, but I won't be that offensive. Frenchman walks up, says Vive la France, and jumps out. The plane's still too heavy. So a British person comes up, says God save the Queen, jumps out of the plane. Plane's still too heavy.
A Texan comes
up and says, remember the Alamo, and pushes out the Mexican.
That was actually the first time I heard that was in, I have a whole book called The Truly Tasteless Joke Book. Published. It's a whole series. And it's fantastic. It makes fun of everyone.
Good, because everyone should be made fun of.
Yeah. White people are in there.
Well,
there's a whole section.
Not white people. We have it rough as it is, dude.
Oh. Well, okay.
My other favorite cult classic is, I don't know, Star Wars. Lindsay, you.
Do I go for obvious or less? The first one was on one of the cult classic lists.
That's horseshit.
It was on there.
I'm too tired to think of another movie.
Episodes 1 and 2 were on it.
I don't know, cult classic. Dark City? Yeah, Dark City. Lindsay, go. Wait, hold on.
As I said,
Big Trouble in Little China.
Yeah. That's
Blair Witch Project, Tremors.
Chud.
Love Chud.
There's a whole list of horror movies.
All right, you go, and then
do I go for obvious or not obvious?
Ladies' choice.
Obvious, yeah.
Okay, well, if I go with obvious, and you guys already pulled Last Unicorn Labyrinth out of me, but Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yeah.
And Willy Wonka.
But not Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
No, we're talking Gene Wilder,
which
not
is
Johnny
one of the
Depp.
Worst films of all time.
Gene Wilder, though.
Oh, that Gene Wilder.
That Gene Wilder.
That's another guy that when he dies, I'm going to take a day off.
Oh,
probably.
My God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or Mel Brooks.
Uh-huh.
Definitely. Don't even say that. Oh God.
Because, I mean, he's on.
I'm about to start crying now just thinking about
he's,
it.
He's,
damn
he's
you, Shannon.
On his way out.
I'm sorry.
Stop
you,
it.
Do you not know how life chick. Works? If it makes you feel better, I'll probably die before he does.
No.
Who do you want to die more, me or Mel Brooks?
Neither.
No, you
You'll
have
both
to
both live forever.
No. Somebody,
in Tanner's world.
Is that like Beekman's world?
I'll always be
thanks
in your,
to denial. I'm
I'll
immortal.
Always be in your heart, Tanner, but my body will be in the earth, eaten
by worms
and dead.
I'm gonna make you into a tree.
Actually, it's almost impossible for worms to get a body anymore.
Why? Yeah. Coffins are.
You really think Lindsay's gonna put me in a coffin?
That laugh.
Yeah, it might be in the river now with the stone.
I'll be lucky if I get a burlap sack. You know.
No, I'll have you cremated, and I'm gonna make a tree out of you.
You get to snort me.
I'd like to add though, like, cause with the two movies that I
they haven't fucking seen the Big Lebowski. God damn it!
Now you want me dead.
Well, there's a particularly relevant thing that happens in Big Lebowski.
I think I've seen the part. Is it with an urn?
No, it ain't no urn.
Do they snort him?
No,
they smoke
I know
him.
They don't do that
a
either.
Toe or it's not a finger or something.
That's, yeah, but that has nothing to do with this.
All right, so
I'm thinking of the coffee can.
I'll watch the fucking Big Lebowski. How about that?
I've got it on Blu-ray. You can borrow it.
It's on Netflix, I'm pretty sure.
It's always on Netflix. Yeah.
Or Blu-ray.
All right, so Tanner, you add your last segment, then we got to get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, I agree.
Homie?
No one think negative of me or silly of me because I picked two movies with transvestites in it.
What'd you do in your personal life disgusts me.
I mean, to be fair.
I like transgenders. I've always said there are some.
There's a difference.
I mean, another one on my list was Tu Wong Fu.
Also, to be fair, Willem Dafoe's not technically a transvestite. He's just a gay man that
likes to cross-dress.
No, he doesn't necessarily.
He got way too into that undercover mission.
Well, that's because he's gay.
have you seen Boondock Saints?
Yes.
Okay. So you know what we're talking about.
I do.
Still like my favorite scene in that movie. They're all drunk celebrating Rocco finally killing somebody.
Oh, God. Cat?
He slams on the table and the pistol jumps in the air.
We had
goes
to pause
off,
the movie.
Shoots the cat. Cat splatters on the wall.
Aww.
We had to pause the movie because of the line, is it dead?
He's sitting here rubbing my butt.
They're making
and all of a sudden he goes, did that just fucking happen? Is it dead?
Pause movie. We were laughing too hard the first time we saw that.
Did you ever see The Brothers Grimm?
Yes.
Yes.
Aww. The part where he kicks the kitten into the fan?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Why is it always cats? Dogs are worthless. Kill them.
I'll tell you what is really fun about that scene, though. Go back, pause it right before the gun goes off, and slow-mo.
Oh, you can see like...
Oh, it's great. Like, I don't know what special effects they use, but they did a really good job.
What special effects?
Well, Tanner's a sociopath. Looks like Louis was wrong again. Oh, and with that, let's wrap it up.
Yeah, that's a good way to end it.
Can you give me a good wrap it up?
No.
Oh, fuck you.
I don't wrap it.
Yeah. I never wrap it either. High five. All right. Thank you guys for listening to the show about things. We'll be back tomorrow with Pro Wrestling Unscripted, where we may have a YouTube exclusive video recording.
We may not
because Zach couldn't use a fucking camera, right?
What was that accent? I don't know what that was.
That was my Mitch coming out of me.
Boston on us, but.
Boston.
Nope. You lost it. All
right. Yeah, you lost it.
All right. Thank you guys for listening. We'll see you on the next one. Have a great weekend. And don't forget this Saturday, Roll for Friendship.
Oh, yes.
Oh, man. We'll see you then. Have a great one.